Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our next guest hit 600 at Brentwood. Was that for a full season, Jason?
It was. Yes, it was the regular season. We did not make the playoffs, however.
Were you getting the Barry Bonds treatment? Were they walking you intentionally with the bases loaded?
You know what's funny about that? The picture I tweeted out last night. Like, I'm sure Neil Walker got that treatment. We only played 12 games, I think, my senior year because we never had, I think I had like 40 at-bats. I don't know how many plate appearances, but you know, we just never had any out-of-conference games. Our athletic director, for whatever reason, did not schedule any of them, so we just played fewer games.
That is a good claim to fame. Jason Mackey joining us, our Pirates insider. You had the same batting average, 600, as Neil Walker. Did you remind him of that?
I didn't, actually. I try to have fun with it on Twitter, but like when I talk to Neil, and I mean, we've talked a few times, and there's a bit of a relationship there. Not like we're best buds, but like we know each other. I don't know. I don't want to feel like I'm bringing that stuff too much into work. I'm probably wrong, and I probably should bring it up to him at some point, and we would laugh about it, but no, I haven't talked
to him. Did you ever pitch to him?
No, I never did.
Did you ever pitch to Dunlap?
No, I never pitched to Dunlap. The one thing Neil and I did talk about, I went to a quarterback's camp when I was in high school, and my throwing partner for the week was Kevin McCabe, who was also Neil's high school quarterback at Pine Richland, and like my hands hurt the entire week, and I told Neil that. And McCabe was also a really good dude, so it's fun to throw with him the whole week. Anyway.
I think Dunlap led the Whipple in doubles one year at Fox Chapel.
Really?
I saw like a we had to do this thing at work where we had to give them things about us that nobody would know.
Okay.
And I think he said I think his fact was I led the Whipple in doubles.
That's fantastic.
And he's about the same age. Well, yeah, that's what we need a place. We need something where you can, like Mueller in his 9-3s. We need something to show that we're okay athletes. I think we need a platform for you to show that you were a pretty good hitter in high school.
Yeah, and I mean, I also pitched. Like, I pitched in college, and I don't know if Dunlap won. He played a little bit of college ball, I want to say, as a hitter. We should arrange, like, a charity thing, like in the natural, you know? Like Roy Hobbs and the Whammer. We should a couple of sports writers out back. Give me a ball, see who can get the best of one another, right?
Yeah.
I should make us think about this on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe the Pirates will catch on and maybe give us an opportunity like that to use PNC Park for this.
I don't know. I'll make some of those inroads next week when I go to fantasy camp. We'll see.
Well, you got to tell us about that. You can't just bring that up nonchalantly that you're going to be at fantasy camp. Does that mean you're going to get to hit off Blass?
Yeah, I mean, if Blass throws, I'll be going to fantasy camp next week, participating, doing everything. Hopefully, not injuring myself or others. But
is that with old farts or is that with the real Pirates players?
I mean, it's both. It's, we have a roster. There's like 100 campers, right? And I'm definitely on the younger end of the age range. There's guys in their 80s going to this thing. And my intrigue with it is just talking to and meeting the people that want to go to these things. But there are, you know, like Mike LaValliere is one of the guys. And I think Jose Lean is a coach. Kent DeColvey, Steve Blass. Like, I don't know who my manager is going to be. We'll get divvied up on teams.
Is Nabias going to play?
No, Nabias isn't going.
Okay.
It's just me.
It's just a Jason Mackey special.
Yeah, it's Jason Mackey extravaganza. Everybody laugh at me.
I think okay. Well, I'm good with that because now I'm thinking about Zeiss potentially getting into like a screaming match over a called third strike, and they probably wanted to avoid that and thought that you would be the best candidate for an opportunity like this. So that'll be fun.
If there's anybody who would get ejected from one of those things in Pittsburgh media, it is Zeiss, and it's not close.
Do you
–
how did you come away from that conversation with Derek Shelton where he said, we're really not making moves because we need to evaluate the players we have first?
A couple different ways. You know, the part of me that tries to, like, stay in touch with the fan thought, that's going to get some people upset. The journalist in me, or maybe the more of a realist in me, gets it. You know, where they were at last year and with a whole new group coming in, and Felton's point was this doesn't happen very often, and it doesn't. They need to figure out what they have. They need to figure out what they need to get. They need to figure out how to get there. Like, does anybody look at this Pirates team right now and think that, you know, if they would have signed two legitimate free agents, they'd be contending for a World Series? No. I mean, yes, they would be a marginally better team, but I don't think it's going to put them over the top. So what's the point? I do think the message could be maybe conveyed or whatever better. Like, if they're rebuilding, if there's no point in going after this year, but they think they can do a rather quick one and maybe get going in 2021 or 2022, and that money would be better repurposed for those years, then say that. The fans will be fine with that. But to sit here and say, we're looking to get better every day and we're trying to win, and this sort of message without any sort of addition to it, fans are looking at it saying, look, you're not getting better with Luke Maley. I mean, they're not stupid. Mm.
Jason Mackey, our Pirates insider. Do we know if any of their new hires, Williams, Shelton, Charrington, were any of them given assurances that things are going to change this time around, that when they get close and when they get competitive again, we'll see the Pirates be a little bit more aggressive?
Yeah, I think that's an interesting part in this, Andrew. And I can't say explicitly if they have or haven't, and even if, you know, based on the hurdle stuff that bubbled to the surface last season, even if they had gotten, quote, assurances, you know, is that going to make us feel any different? I mean, I'll bat it around from a standpoint of, you know, Travis Williams was around an organization of the Penguins that did everything possible to win. Ben Charrington was in the same position with the Boston Red Sox. I find it really hard to believe that either of them would take this job or these jobs without having something like that from Bob Nutting, without being smart enough to say, like, okay, well, let's see if we get this turned in the right direction. What happens then? And so that's, you know, kind of back to your last point about how do I take what Derek Shelton said. Like, I get it from a baseball standpoint. I get it. We got to fix our draft. We got to fix our international stuff. We got to fix our player development. We have to fix our major league coaching. But they had a lot of stuff to figure out that isn't necessarily going to be corrected by signing Alex Wood. And so if they do that, if Ben Charrington gets the, you know, I sort of in my writing refer to them as processes just because I think it's a simple word, gets the processes in the right place, then yeah. I mean, Bob Nutting better reciprocate. The fans deserve that if they weather the rough patch, and so do Charrington and Williams.
But until then, it's like status quo, right? I mean, you don't expect them – between now and getting to Bradenton, do you expect any move to get made?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if some moves got made, but I don't think
like
it
what?
Would be anything sizable. The Starling Marte trade.
You think that's still there? You think that's still on the table?
Yeah, I think it's still there. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I think it makes very little sense for them to continue with Starling Marte in center field, given what they're doing.
And do you think he wants to be here? Like, if he were given truth serum and was told he would not get held you know, responsible or have it thrown back in his face, do you think Marte would prefer to be somewhere else?
Yeah, I think he would. Okay. I think he would. And I don't think that's an indictment of Marte either. He's, what, 31?
Yep.
You know, he's been around the league a while. He probably wants to play on a winner. I don't blame him. I think by the same token, Andrew, I think there's a very healthy understanding of where the Pirates are at and belief that they can be better than they are by the guys that they do have. You know, the Joe Musgroves, the Trevor Williamses, the Josh Bells, and, you know, been out at four different events the past 2 days talking to all these guys, and it is cool to see, you know, sort of what they think. Like, nobody's heads are down. They're not thinking that they're some 69-win train wreck, and I agree with them. There's a lot to be done differently this year, and I think Derek Shelton is going to be counted upon to do that. And it's the same thing Rocco Baldelli did in Minnesota. You take over a team, you basically start from scratch. Ignore stuff that happened previously, and you'd be surprised. I the Pirates have their flaws. They need to fix some things. I'm not sitting here saying that, like, all is well. But they're not a 69-win team. They're better than that, in my opinion.
Jason Mackey, our Pirates insider, joining us. Just for point of reference on Minnesota, though, their opening day payroll last year was $115 million. So, yeah, they made a big turnaround.
What was the payroll last year?
Well, you're talking about starting from scratch, right? Wasn't that the point there?
Yeah, it was, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, you can start from scratch and you can do a small market thing and you can do both better than the Pirates were last year. Like, I don't think it's a death sentence. Would I like to see Bob Nutting spend more money? Absolutely.
Well,
but I don't think
you immediately
look at this and say, oh, well, they're not
spending
money.
I mean, just I'll give you the raise number. They were right close to where the Pirates are now. They were at $69 million on opening day, but they had made a substantial free agent signing, somebody that ended up finishing in the top three of the Cy Young voting that year.
Right.
So that's payroll-wise, not that far off. Do you think if Neil Walker had his druthers, he would have picked Pittsburgh over Philly?
You know what? I was surprised to see that, Andrew, that, you know, it's not like Philly was offering him a starting job. I mean, he's going to be lucky to win a bench spot there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say his odds are mediocre at best. And, you know, I do think there was a bit of a desire on Neil's end to come back to Pittsburgh. I think that would depend on context. I thought it was interesting that he said the talks with Ben Cherington never really got off the ground, because, I mean, it's not like the ones in Philly hit like some, you know,
breakthrough,
huge soaring spot. Yeah, he's got a minor league contract with an invite to the big league camp. And I just think that, you know, maybe the Pirates weren't as keen on trying to bring him back. You know, it might be a tough sell to say, like, our biggest offseason addition here is Neil Walker. You know, I think they're aware of how the Heredia and Maley signings have gone over. And it's just going to be tough to be selling a Neil Walker-led offseason at this point.
Jason Mackey, read him at the Post-Gazette and listen to him here on The Fan, and check out his fantasy camp. All access.
If there are letters from camp, going to be on our website and our paper. Laugh at me all you want.
See, I think you're going to do fine. I think you'll hit a home run or something, and it'll just be a humble brag that you're good at baseball, like Mueller would do. All right, Jason.
Oh, it wouldn't be a humble brag. There will be no humility there, Andrew. No.
There you go. Jason.
All right, man. Thanks.
See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.